Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Some of you all feel like you're orphans in your homes. You're feeling like you don't have any reason to keep the stuff that you have. And I had a call from one of our listeners, and she was so sweet, confessed to me that she was an elderly lady with no kids in her home and had all of this stuff all around her home and had no reason to take the pictures that I was encouraging you all to take, that I talked about a couple weeks ago, where the idea being that you and I have stuff that we need to either sell it, give it away, throw it away. And as we are trying to decide what to do with it, sometimes some of you don't have any reason to keep the memories alive for things that have happened because you may feel like there's no one to pass on that memory to. Do you understand what I'm saying? You may feel as if you might even have kids and they're not interested in hearing your stories. You may have no children. You may be feeling like an orphan out there all alone, feeling like you are by yourself making it through day to day. And you need help and you need to know where to go. And you feel maybe even a degree of desperation about getting rid of the stuff that you have, and you feel frozen, the paralysis of analysis, as I would say, where you're paralyzed by analyzing, should I go left or right? And when you don't know what to do, you stay still, which, by the way, is the proper thing to do. When you don't know which way to go, don't move. Just stay still. The opportunity that you and I have to pass on what we have to another generation and to pass on the memories does not have to be done just for family. If you have a story to tell, you can tell that story now, and you can use services like YouTube, which you may say, oh, Eric, I'm not able to do that. I don't know how to do that. That's something that young kids can do, but to me, it doesn't mean anything. I don't know how to do it. There are volunteers available to help you. You know, there are retirement foundations out there that assist the elderly in figuring out how to get their computers running. There are all kinds of volunteer services through AARP. And Ken, what's the name of the other retirement group besides AARP that you've told me about previously?
AMAC.
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 Now, are you a member there?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about it?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Truthfully, I haven't had any need for it. I guess maybe luckily.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't taken advantage of any of the benefits or, you know, a senior citizen offers like, you know, that you get. I used to be a member of, what was it, the other one?
AARP.
AARP. Mm-hmm. But I switched over just because things got a little political, but we don't need to go there.
Okay. So finding an organization like AMAC or AARP, and thanks, Ken, for that, finding an organization that can provide you assistance, maybe even answer questions. AMAC provides help on insurance, finance, automotive, travel, lodging, health and wellness, lifestyle, entertainment, gifts, premium local discounts, others. And, you know, the goal in having an organization that you can become a part of is to have not just the discounts on shopping, but it's really about the relationship building opportunity. When you went to school, you got to be friends with your schoolmates. You would never have met them, never have known them, and never have become friends if you hadn't gone to school. The same is true for church. The same is true for joining any organization. If you feel like you're all by yourself, and you've been kind of orphaned out into your community, look at opportunities to find through AMAC or AARP or other local organizations, find people who can direct you to the people who will help you make the videos for YouTube where you can tell the story of your youth and you can tell it and then share that information with others. Because you have a story to tell about your life. And you might say, oh, no, my story is not that interesting. It's not interesting at all. In fact, I've lived a very boring life, and I don't have anything really much to tell anybody. Well, that might be the way you feel about it. And really, when you are feeling alone, you're feeling desperate, the opportunity for you to cry out to the Lord and ask Him for help is there for you. He is there for you to cry out to and ask for help. So do that. Oh, Eric, I have been. I've been asking. I'm not seeing. Well, I'm answering a part of that prayer right now by just talking about this on this show. Well, okay. Well, what's next? Well, it's like a fire, folks. If you are a piece of wood burning fine, but you're by yourself, you'll go out. You need to have other people around you so that you can build relationships, so that you can not only burn brighter, but help other people burn brighter. It's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Let's use the opportunity of our lives to share with other people what our lives are about, and in the process, disseminate the things that we have that are cluttering our lives. Let's pass those things out on and move on and not hold on to stuff that's just keeping us from feeling free. Recently, I was in a house, and the owners had more than enough of everything they could possibly want, except they just felt like they were overwhelmed by the stuff that they had. So it's interesting. There's a balance. You can get to the point where you have more than enough stuff, and it feels like it. And you need to get back to where you have what you need, not more than enough. Sure, it's good to have savings in case of a dire emergency. And sure, you might want to have some extra food and some extra bottled water in case of a national emergency. But you can only wear one shirt at a time. You can only wear one pair of shoes. And you don't need 25 boxes of macaroni and cheese. You know what I'm saying? It's time to find ways, find that importance that maybe you feel like you're missing because you feel like you're an orphan. Don't despair. Look for an organization that you share interest in and invest your life. And look at it this way. It's the better that you give, the better you'll live. The better you give, the better you'll live. Look for the person that what you have could really help. Adopt a family in need locally. Maybe there's even somebody in your church or in your local group or maybe at the senior center. And if you simply ask around, you probably will find people who could use the very thing that you have to offer. About 3 years ago now, I started Widow Care with the idea that, and frankly, after doing a lot of research about widow groups in our country, I found that really very few churches and synagogues and even senior centers have groups that are devoted to serving widows in need. And oftentimes a church might have a pastor who's in charge of a variety of different ministries, mercy ministries, whether it's the sick or the poor or the dying or the widowed. But devoted specifically to widows, really following what Psalm 68 talks about, the caring for the widows in their need, and James 1:27, pure religion is to help the widow in their distress. How can we provide the most important connection that widows need? It's by bringing widows together. I spent a couple years training volunteers and providing volunteers to help and care for widows, only to realize that I was providing services that already existed. What didn't exist was a way for a widow to find a group near where she lives and to advertise, to promote those groups. So if you perhaps are one of these orphans out there, maybe you're a widow, maybe not, but you're looking for a way to get involved, maybe even in helping widows specifically for a season of time, let me tell you, you don't have to drive. You can just be in your house and just use your phone. Widow Care would love to have some helpers right now as we build out a directory of widow groups in Northern Virginia and D.C. and Maryland, and hopefully, ultimately, build out a national online directory for widows to find groups. If you'd like to contact WidowCare, call at 301-917-4741. Whether you're in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, that number again, 301-917-4741, 301-917-4741, or go to widowcare.org for more information. I'll be right back with more of The Eric Stewart Show right around the corner.